Errol, April 1st is no joke when it comes to our wallets, our pocketbooks, our bank accounts. South African families feeling the pinch. First, the South African Reserve Bank increasing interest rates by 50 basis points. I'm going to see it shortly when I get that email from my bond, from my bank about how much more on my bond I am going to have to pay tomorrow. Electricity, if you are supplied by Eskom, it will increase by 18.65%. The city of Cape Town says it will implement its 17% increase. 17.6% increase. I think in June or July, the city's budget is currently up for public comment. It is a tough time for South African families. David Harrison, CEO of the DG Murray Trust. We are being bashed from all sides, whether it be electricity, food prices, and if you are someone with any loans, car repayment, or a home mortgage to repay, you're struggling to see any light in this economy. David, good morning.
Good morning, yes. And that's right, Lester. You know, we've seen that we're all feeling the pinch, but the people we must be most concerned about are those for whom any increase, for example, in the electricity tariff, means that they're having to choose between lights on and water and food on the table. And what we know is that with almost half of our population living below the subsistence line, the basic subsistence line, and a third of our children living in households below the absolute poverty line, the absolute minimum amount that is required to feed children. A third of our children live below that. These sort of pressures are just pushing more and more people over the edge.
Mm. Of course, those who do have a bit more disposable income, they just tighten their belts a little bit more. Those who are most vulnerable, it's, as you say, it's choosing between one thing or another. Is it electricity? Is it water? Whether it is putting food on the table. Onions, the price of a basic commodity like onions increasing by 44% over the last year. Tomatoes increasing by 10% just over the last 2 months. Where are you seeing the support, if any, coming from?
Yes, and just to note, you know, the choices are not only between, for example, lights and food, but it's also between the types of food that people purchase. And so people are buying down. People are going to the cheapest and typically more nutrient-empty foods. And the important foods, the proteins, the fresh fruits and vegetables that you've spoken about are not on the table. Mm. Now, we have an amazing, you know, we have an amazing resource and an amazing commitment in South Africa through the Child Support Grant, which is about 500 rand. So, you know, we must acknowledge that. And if we have a look at the protection that was provided during COVID, we see the value and the power of ensuring that food is available. So we did see protection, a higher level of protection when a childcare grant was temporarily pushed up and with the 350 rand grants. But that's not enough. It's not enough. There's a 30% food gap between the child support grant and the minimum food poverty level. Mm-hmm. And the consequences of that for this country, for our children's ability to learn, for the economic productivity of this country, is disastrous.
You write in a 5th of March opinion in Bekisisa on why South African supermarkets should slash the price of these 10 foods by as much as a fifth, by as much as 20%. The retailers, there is currently an investigation by the Competition Commission in the role or the larger value chain of food production in South Africa. Retailers were very quick to say that we've largely absorbed the cost of when it comes to food and produce transport. We've also absorbed the cost of keeping the lights on. We've installed generators, backup power, and we haven't even transferred that cost to consumers yet. Where does the overall responsibility lie? Industry, businesses largely said, well, we are pulling our weight. We're not seeing the same necessarily come from the national government. David?
Yeah, look, I do think we must be careful that we don't seek to put blame on one side or the other. I mean, having said that, the manufacturers and the retailers have come through amazingly unscathed. If you have a look at the profits that have been generated and the dividends that have been directed back to their shareholders. And part of that benefit, let's be honest, has come from the additional 50 billion rand that was pumped in through the COVID grants. And I think the point that is not often made is that, you know, the total social grants total about 250 billion rand a year, which equates to one third of the entire food retail market. In other words, the retailers, the manufacturers are building off what is essentially a taxpayer-driven strategy of support. So I do think that industry has a responsibility here. I also think that government has, well, it does. It has a constitutional obligation to ensure the nutrition of children. So here's a really smart solution. I mean, you know, we can talk till the cows come home. We can, you know, we can talk about long-term strategy. We have an immediate crisis, but it is one that is enduring. It's not one that suddenly arose with the Ukraine war. It's been around for 40 years in South Africa. Our children are stunted. We have the highest stunting rates in the world for a country of our per capita income. Our economic growth rate is stuck at 0.7% real for the last 30 years. And so we've got to be willing to step up and do things differently. And so the smart solution in the short term, I think, is for the retailers and the manufacturers to waive their markup on a basket of just 10 best buys, 10 highly nutritious foods. Just make that commitment. Ring fence one food label and ensure that they offer a high level of protection to consumers. And then government must come to the table too by matching that. So if we do that, if we have this combination of waived markup and discount and a subsidy by government, we can get a double discount. You know, we can reduce potentially the cost of those 10 best buys by 20 or 30% and start to fill that food gap that I was speaking about.
David Harrison, he is the CEO of the DG Murray Trust. How confident, how hopeful do you feel? April is nothing to laugh about. The 1st of April with increase in electricity tariffs. We have a constant rise of food price inflation and also, of course, that MPC announcement of a 50 basis point interest rate hike. That's going to affect us with loans. Those with us, of us who have car repayments and particularly bond repayments. Your thoughts, your feelings, 021-446-0567.